of a couple of really good guests stopping by talking about this verdict, which the world is talking about today. And it doesn't get better than this guy, famed defense attorney, as big as it gets in that business. Just a couple of days, like me, away from celebrating his birthday back from Italy. And of course, he's a dear friend of both of ours, the brilliant and very, very rugged and handsome Joe Tacopina. Good morning, Joseph.
Bernie, you concur with that, right? That
oh, 1,000%. 1,000%. Yeah. Counselor.
Yeah. Good morning. Well, good morning,
Joe. So to your credit, you were on with me a couple of weeks ago. Bernard was on vacation. And you sat here. And again, to your credit, you told me exactly what you thought, exactly how you think this thing should have gone. And it's exactly the way it went. So tell the audience what you told me 2 weeks ago.
That was a murder conviction. I mean, I didn't think there was any question this was going to be an across-the-board murder conviction. Don't forget, the top count was murder two, murder in the second degree. And that doesn't have to be an intent to kill. He wasn't convicted of premeditation of murder the way we think of murder, where you're setting out to murder someone and you do. This was second-degree murder based on an act of sheer wanton disregard for one's life. And that's what this was. I mean, this was a non-defensible case. The guy had his knee on George Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes on a video that was captured that shows George Floyd not resisting, not moving, and gasping for air and crying out for breath. Look, here's what I say, and I said this also, that even the most, firm defenders of police officers, the police unions in this country, bailed on this guy because they said, that's not us. I mean, Pat Lynch, for example, who, every cop who does anything is always in the right, according to Pat. And that's what his job is. I mean, even Pat said, this guy's a murderer. That was murder. Because that's not what the cops do, the good cops do. And don't forget what this guy did, what this Sheridan did. He did more damage to good cops in America than any other police officer that in my history, and I represent a lot of cops in these brutality cases and whatnot, this guy, I mean, really did more damage to the good cops out there in America than any other cop has ever done. And that's something that, I think this jury considered.
Okay, we could, Joe Tacopina on the Bernie and Sid Show, we could talk about the differences between the charges. The bottom line is he was convicted on the most, all three charges, actually, the most serious one. It could have been manslaughter. We could argue about it all day long. But here's the question. Was this mob justice? Can you trust the verdict? Because these jurors were walking in and out of the courtroom every day, and they saw a mob outside, and they were thinking to themselves, wow, if I vote to acquit or vote to convict on the lesser charge, I might be in trouble. And the judge himself said, that Chauvin has grounds for appeal. He has grounds for appeal based on not only what Maxine Waters said, but what the media has been saying. And I believe he was implying the mob. You have grounds for appeal. And therefore, if the judge thought that, shouldn't he have actually declared a mistrial himself?
Bernie, it's a great question, and it's a real issue. And by the way, Sid, I think Bernie was there that day. I actually said that to you guys, too. I said, this is a murder conviction. I mean, factually, this guy is guilty of murder. There's no murder in the second degree, no question in my mind. But what I also said, this trial should be pushed off for like a year, at least.
You did say that. You did say that.
Because of what this does create appellate issues. Because there was such a demand for a conviction from people who all they saw was the video, but they weren't in that courtroom for a month listening to every minute of the testimony. And I loathe, and I mean I loathe. I did that rape cops trial in New York when those guys got acquitted. People were outraged and protesting, and they hadn't seen a minute of the testimony, not 1 minute. And to me, I loathe when people opine about a jury's verdict without having seen any of the evidence. And that's something that you saw here. But what's really despicable about what happened here, you had politicians, and not only politicians, you had the president of the United States, who's a lawyer, by the way, and someone who apparently understands what he was the former Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, right? He understands that pretrial publicity and prejudicial publicity could imperil a jury verdict, okay? And if he was following the case as he says he was, he knows that Judge Cahill, the trial judge, pleaded with public officials to stop commenting on the trial, okay? And then he did it anyway. That, to me, is despicable. What Maxine Waters said, I mean, she should be under investigation. She called for a physical confrontation if there wasn't the verdict she deemed proper. And what that does is put enormous pressure on a jury. So, look, no matter how you hope the Sherrivin trial ended, our viability as a free and prosperous rule of law society is dependent on the viability of courts as the protection of every one of us, equally. I mean, across the board.
Yeah.
And you can rely on that when you have an overbearing government and politicized mobs. The court is sanctifying, is pure and clear, and it doesn't get affected by the stuff. But due process is put on hold when you have things like this happen. So now this conviction has a real chance of having a result overturned because public officials, who knew better, had to recklessly undermine the integrity of the trial for their own gain, for their own standing in the community, to make themselves look in alignment with what's popular in society.
You know, I really enjoy you, Joe Tacopina, famed defense attorney, but also Judge Jeanine. She may be my favorite on Fox News. She's on this station every Sunday morning at 11, Fox News Saturday nights at 9. And I was watching her speak right before the verdict was read on television. And she said, well, this guy's going to be guilty, basically, because they came back so quickly. And 99.99% of the time, when the jury deliberates and has a decision that quickly, it is not good news for the defendant. And then she said, but based upon all of the testimony, it shouldn't be back in just one day. So she was right, and a lot of you guys were right, that he was going to be guilty because it came back so quickly. But her contention, Joe, was that it shouldn't be just one day, and they're not paying enough attention to what was said inside the courtroom, to Bernie's point about mob mentality, mob justice.
And so this is where I disagree with Jeanine on that. I mean, one day, I think, is enough. Don't forget, here's how it works back there. You know, it's real simple. They go back, they discuss the evidence, but they take a vote. And if there are 12 people who off the rip vote for conviction, there you have it. They could discuss the evidence further. I mean, the fact that they took a day, I honestly was a little surprised because I thought that showed that they were really trying to go through everything and go through the elements. But if you look at the elements of this second-degree murder conviction, the guy checked all the boxes with the facts. He checked all the boxes. So I don't think a day was unreasonable. I don't think that means it was a quick. And by the way, yes, normally when you get a quick verdict, it means it's bad for the defense. But I've had verdicts in less than an hour, which was an acquittal across the board because the jury rejected, you know, in whole the prosecution's theory. So reading jury is like reading tea leaves. It really is. It's impossible to understand what goes on back there. But I don't think anyone could say this jury was unreasonable. Based on that evidence, there was a video of 9.5 minutes. And it's just, I just think this case, look, I'm glad he was convicted of all counts. I said that, not that I'm happy that anyone gets convicted and will spend their life in jail, but based on what he did, he should have been. This now allows us to start moving past this case, start hopefully healing and moving forward. Look, no one could say justice wasn't done here. I mean, no people who could cry about, you know, police brutality and the justice system not being fair to one side or another could claim justice wasn't done here. I think that was important. But let's make sure the presumption of innocence applies across the board. Not just, you know, you see sometimes these radical groups, and look, you know, guys, I'm socially liberal, but it doesn't matter. When I come on your show, I try to act as a lawyer and be fair and just go right down the middle. And when I see radical groups talking about the presumption of innocence for, like, I don't know, a foreign terrorist, right, you know, but not an American police officer, that bothers me. That does bother me.
Joe Tacopina, famed defense attorney on the Bernie and Sid show. To Joe's point, yes, the cop has a good appeals case, according to Joe Tacopina. So don't throw away the plywood just yet. You have three more cops to be tried. You have the Dante Wright accidental killing. They're going to be demanding blood for that. And also a shooting yesterday in Columbus, Ohio, which we talked about earlier. But my question to you, Joe Tacopina, is this. You've defended police officers in the past. The left still saying you have Biden, Obama, Kamala, all these people on the street saying that the police are gunning down blacks in the streets systematically. That's what they're saying. Do you believe that?
Yeah. No, of course I don't believe that. Is there prejudice and racism in the criminal justice system? There is, guys, there is. But do I think the police are systematically gunning down blacks? No, I don't believe that. Not for a second. As a matter of fact, statistically, if you look at it, the number of whites killed by police officers over the last year far, far exceed the number of blacks killed by police officers. The only problem is obviously when a white person is killed by a cop, it's, you know, must be a bad guy who deserves to get killed by a cop. When a black person, unfortunately, is killed by a cop, you know, you have these groups now who the facts are irrelevant. It doesn't matter what happened.
Right.
They're just a victim of police brutality. And right. That's, unfortunately, the new sort of message out there that you know, it's only black people, minorities who are being killed by police officers. That's not the case at all.
Not even close. Well, listen, another spectacular performance. Tish is very, very happy right now. She thinks you're a major superstar, just so you know, Joe. Major.
I'm a major superstar. I don't think she thinks I'm a major superstar.
She says, when Joe comes on the show, he's a bigger star than you and Bernie. Don't forget that, Sid.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely to say that because she loves the two of you guys. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, it's 5 a.m, I'll hear her headsets on, I hear your two voices. I'm like, what the fuck? Bernie and Swift, Bernie and Sid.
Didn't you just sign out?
A little bit creepily in love with you guys.
Yeah. Didn't you just sign on to a big case, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, you know, that's right. Last week you sent me and Bernie the information. You just got involved in a major, major case. Tell us about that, quickly.
Yeah, I'm representing Julian Cater. Chad and I have this case, one of the Washington, D.C. writers, actually the perhaps most prolific, unfortunately, Washington, D.C. Writer, because he's the one who allegedly had the bear spray that was sprayed, hit one of the officers who subsequently died.
That Sicknick died of natural causes.
Correct. Thank God. I mean, that's a tragedy, no matter how you cut it. This is a guy, and I can't really, it's a federal case, I can't really get into the facts, but we believe that this is an individual who just got really caught up in the circumstances.
While you're at it, could you please try to find out who killed Ashley Babbitt while you're at this?
Yeah, that'd be nice, right? Young lady that served in the Air Force was gunned down that day, and no one cares about her. Hey, Joe, great job. Seriously, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
On the money, as always, and that's why you're a great attorney. You know what you're talking about. We love you, pal. Great job. Thank you.
Okay, boys, thank you for having me.
All right. That is the great defense attorney, Joe Tacopina. We will speak to, I think, Miranda Devine from the New York Post, maybe another defense attorney in the 9 o'clock hour before we play Beat Bernie, brought to you by Pete Morgan and the fine folks at Peerless Borders, coming up at 9:40. Keep it right here. The number one rated news and political talk show in New York City every morning is us.
What's up, New York?
Entertaining and informative talk for New York. Streaming now on your smart speakers. Play 77 WABC.